Harper One and Harper Audio present The Wild and Free Family, forging your own path to a life full of wonder, adventure, and connection by Ainsley Arment. Read by Emily Ellett. A note before we begin. For notes on the text and a list of places to learn more about Wild and Free, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to harpercollins.com/pages/the-wild-and-free-family. To Ben, sun to my moon, filling me with light, illuminating me with love. To Wyatt, Dylan, Cody, Annie, and Millie, the brightest stars, teaching me forever, leading me to wonder. Introduction. Your family was made for more. In the spring of 2009, my husband Ben and I were at a crossroads. We had moved to Atlanta, Georgia for a job opportunity and were enjoying a comfortable life. We had two little boys at the time and another on the way. We lived in a cookie-cutter house with two cars in the driveway and an opportunity to purchase a new home that summer. Our son Wyatt was in a four-day-a-week pre-kindergarten, and I took our three-year-old Dylan to the gym each morning, where he played in the child care center while I worked out. I was building a small nutrition business in my spare time and running a blog for mothers called Chattahoochee Mama, a tongue-in-cheek nod to the famous river that ran near our house. I was content, Ben was content, my children were happy, and our home was peaceful. But our family was missing the one thing that would make each day feel like something more than going through the motions, a greater purpose for our lives together. We spent those warm Georgia evenings at the park, where our boys played while Ben and I tried to decide whether to double down on the job, purchase a home here, and settle for life in suburbia. We wrestled with the decision. Staying put would mean surrendering our dreams on the altar of security, but walking away would mean giving up everything we had ever worked for. A good job, a nice house, and a sense of financial security for the first time in our lives. In the meantime, I went through the motions of taking Wyatt to school each morning. I remember sitting in the drop-off carpool line with my numbered security card on the back of the sun visor so they could identify him. As I approached the drop-off point, a teacher would fling open the van door, scoop Wyatt out of his car seat like a parachutist going out the back of a C-17, and yell, "Go, go, go!" while I frantically blew him a kiss, tossed out a sack lunch, and kept the van rolling to avoid holding up the line. At the time, I was driving an old minivan that was not equipped with automatic doors like most everyone else's newer models. The teacher would invariably leave the door open, thinking I would push the button to close it, only to leave me with no choice but to drive away with the door wide open, no matter the weather. I would pull over on the side of a busy two-lane road, get out, walk around the side of the van, and close it with a big heave-ho. It would have been funny if it hadn't happened every single day. It's not that we didn't have beauty and blessings in our lives, making memories and marking the milestones with gratitude. But in many ways, it felt like our life was being lived for us. We were like the Jetsons cartoon family, who get scooped out of their beds by conveyor belts each morning and transported to the bathroom for a shower, to the closet to get dressed, and to the kitchen to eat breakfast before being taken to work in flying cars. Only our conveyor belt was the school schedule, the work routine, the gym membership, and the daily grind. Unless we did something about it, nothing would ever change. This routine would become our life until death do us part.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?